Did you ever think that in 2016, we would be having a national conversation about toilets? Wow. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffel will be by in just a few moments. Our guest this hour is Amy Pova. Amy has a fascinating personal story. Amy was arrested, convicted, and sentenced to 24 years in a federal prison for a crime she did not herself commit. Her husband, her then-husband, was arrested for manufacturing tons of ecstasy in both the U.S. and in Germany. But because of the conspiracy statutes at the time, Amy was sent to federal prison for 24 years. In 2000, she was granted clemency by President Bill Clinton after serving 9 of those years. Amy has become a staunch advocate for what she says are ridiculous sentences being given for low-level drug crimes, and she has formed an organization to fight against it, and we will talk with Amy Pova. Then, my personal tragedy of trying to just get a cup of coffee. You know, I went into a convenience store for 10 minutes. It was the worst 10 minutes of my life. The tops didn't match up with the cups. The lines were endless. It was a horror show. Yes, it's my own personal tragedy. I can have one, thank you. And we will have the story. We start things off this hour with the story that has been on the lips of the national conversation for the past month or so. Outside of the presidential race, this is the one story that the nation has been talking about. But I want to ask you what you think about this. The average person that lives in Average Town, USA, it is the bathroom issue, the North Carolina law bathroom issue. We already know that Bruce Springsteen has decided he doesn't want to play there. The NBA now is going to pull the All-Star game out of Charlotte next year, or at least they're considering to. And you've had major companies say, we don't want to work and live in North Carolina because of this. How do you feel about this? All right, we know that about a week ago, the Obama administration came out and said, public schools, hey, you know, wherever you identify yourself with, that's where you go. All right, let me ask you, Mr. and Mrs. Parent out there. You are the parent of an eighth grade girl. She is 14 years old right now, and she has soccer practice after school. So afterwards, they go into the locker room to shower or whatever before they're done. All of a sudden, here comes a boy, and he comes into the shower, and he disrobes and he showers right in front of her. He has male parts, but he identifies as a girl. How do you feel about that? See, all this arguing that's going on from these giant political perspectives, the far right, the far left, we know how they feel about this. But how do you feel? No one ever asks you, right? The people that actually have to deal with these things every day in practicality. Or what about the other way? You have an eighth grade boy, and here comes a girl, somebody with female parts, and they decide to use a toilet right next to your son, or they decide to shower right next to your son. Are we, in an attempt to creating equality for all, creating a very uncomfortable situation for all as well? Now, I had a conversation with somebody about a week ago, and my suggestion was, why can't we have 3 public bathrooms? A men's room, a woman's room, and a unisex room. We already have family restrooms in a lot of stadiums and a lot of malls. Why can't we have a unisex restroom where you can go in no matter however you identify yourself? You're not being excluded. Because does it really matter to you that I feel like I'm a woman, so I need to go to the bathroom next to a woman? Is that really that important to how you feel about yourself? Or do you just want a place to go to where you can feel comfortable? Then why can't you feel comfortable in a unisex bathroom? I would like to be told why that is not an option. Because equality is very important in this country. But also everyone's safety is also very important in this country. And how everyone feels is also very important in this country. Men's rooms, women's rooms, and unisex bathrooms. If you feel that you cannot go into a men's room or you feel you cannot go into a women's room, the unisex restroom is available, it's welcoming, and it's there. What is wrong with that? Amy Pova is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend!
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. When Jake returned from the Persian Gulf, his legs were paralyzed. His family brought their tools to his rented house and removed stairs, built ramps, and lowered countertops. But Jake's landlord says these major alterations were not approved, and they've destroyed his house. He's suing for damages. Who do you think will win this case? The Final Verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
The court ruled that a landlord cannot prohibit modifications which allow a disabled person the right to fully enjoy the premises. Even though they've drastically changed a rented house, the alterations made for Jake's life in a wheelchair can stay. And that's the final verdict.